I think a first step for any instructor is to really start to examine how they approach the content of their course and their students, and to examine any biases or limitations that they might impose on how they interact with the content or with students. If we don't do that, then we can sometimes erect barriers and have difficulty connecting with our students and where they are. Second, I think it's really important to get to know our students, learn what makes them motivated, and help them to thrive in our courses. You can do that in the form of background knowledge surveys or one-on-one meetings earlier in the semester, or assignments that might be more, say, autobiographical if you have the opportunity to do that in a social science or history class or something like that. That can allow you to personalize assignments and help students select, you know, relevant paper or discussion contents that are motivating and engaging for them. Certainly, when it comes to content and how and who can access it, I would suggest all video conferencing and lecture capture have closed captioning, and make sure that all of the posting that one does in a learning management system be intuitively well structured so that there is good guidance throughout. All of that can be good, not only just for those who might have various disabilities, but also English language learners and any number of others who just might not be familiar with the course structure or content. When it comes to the readings, assignments, and activities, I would really try to ensure that all of them have diverse voices included, not merely the voices who are already well represented in our society. If students aren't able to see people like themselves in the course readings or examples or case studies that are used in a course, then it can be difficult for them to see the course or the subject matter as relevant or even meant for them. So using examples, for instance, in a science class or statistics class that focus on sports, that's going to be exclusive to women students potentially, or anybody who's less of a sports fan. Citing scientists who are exclusively white men may subtly teach women students and students of color that they really have no place in science potentially. And maybe they are distracted and stereotype threat grows where they believe they can't perform in the class. The cognitive load thus goes up and their performance actually diminishes. These kinds of things are common in the research on difference in education. But we as instructors can do a lot to mitigate them by being attentive to differences, trying to address them and our own biases, and coming up with assignments, whether it's online or face-to-face, that are inclusive.